and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Helen Keller said, "Although the world is full of suffering, it's also full of the overcoming of it." Years ago, one of my role models in preaching told me that I would carry two things in my hand to read every day: the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. One would remind me of reality, suffering and pain. The other would tell me about reality, redemption, and hope. Our guest today has lived his entire professional life bringing people Christ's hope, as seen through the lens of high-level expertise as a psychologist, practically from the lens of God's Word. Like the Bible, he deals with the deepest pains and hidden shames that some never want anybody to know. His practice has brought healing and freedom and recovery to people just like you and me. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we pause at the beginning of every show just to remind you that the reason we exist as a radio show, the purpose we're here, is for you. Because we believe that God has given us a great privilege to declare in loving ways the warmth and gentleness of God's amazing love for you, right where you are, right in the midst of the situation that you find yourself in at this very moment. Sometimes we're overwhelmed. Sometimes we feel like we've got our back against the wall and there's nowhere to go. Well, as you listen to this program, remember that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He knows you and he is here for you. And he's brought our guest in studio for this very moment. And we would like to see nothing better than for you to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have not done so already, as your personal Lord and Savior. To know that Jesus Christ loved you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross. He was buried and he was raised again on the third day. And it is the living Christ who we speak about and whose life has changed our life. And he can change your life too. Dr. Hale Akamine is the founder and executive director of Family Ministries Center Incorporated, a nonprofit professional Christian counseling organization. With over 20 years as a clinical psychologist, Dr. Akamine has extensive experience helping families, couples, individuals. With expertise treating infidelity, thousands of couples have been redeemed. Regular media is something that he has often done. As a seminar leader, as a consultant and author, Dr. Akamine also yearly leads a mission team to Fiji, helping churches strengthen their ministries. He's married to Gail. They have one daughter, Hope, a terrific young hula dancer. And they're members of Makakilo Baptist Church, and we're privileged to have him here with us today. Dr. Akamine, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Wow, Danny, you make me sound like I know something.
Well, you absolutely do.
I guess we know Jesus Christ. Wow. That's the main thing.
Doctor, tell us, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up on the island of Kauai, on the west side. For those that know Kauai, it's in a former sugar plantation town of Kekaha, Kauai. Hmm. Oh, what a beautiful place. Gets quite warm, similar to where I live now in Ewa Beach. The sun always shines, I swear, sometimes at night. It can get warm, wow. So even in Kekaha.
Who influenced you most there in your growing up years?
You know, I had to think about it, Danny, and really when it comes down to it, I was thinking of all the wonderful people I knew growing up. And yet every time I when that question is posed and I search my heart, it's really my dad, who, by the way, is, I think he's about 83, and I was just on the phone to him while driving to the studio this morning, and as usual, one of us has a joke for each other, and we just chat about whatever comes to our minds. So, yeah, he's my hero.
What was it about your dad, about why he is your hero?
Well, in so many ways, I think that, Danny, you know, I tell people that even through the teen years, turbulent teen years, my dad was my best friend, and I would share heartbreaks, breakups. But going back, Danny, the one thing that stood out for me and why he is my hero was he exemplified so many of the qualities for me that I aspire to be, and that's in Christ. And if you don't mind, let me share a real quick story. I think I was about 4 years old or so, maybe five, but across the park from our house was this huge commotion. And my dad ran out there to look, and there were two young men swinging axes at each other. And my dad said, "Hale, stay right here. Stay right here." Of course, as the obedient first son, I followed right behind my dad, you know, across the park. And he got right in the middle of those two guys. And I don't know what he said to them, but they didn't hit anyone, and he got them to shake hands. And even then, I said, "Wow, that's pretty brave." And he was my baseball coach, and of course, he corrected whatever the football coach would give me as advice because he played football. But he always had time and would always give me advice about everything. Now, I'm sure at this age, my dad doesn't mind me saying, but he never graduated high school, Danny. But I remember when he was working as a plumber, and there were men who would have been fired if they didn't get their GEDs. And my dad would be spending time late at night helping some of his friends get their GEDs. Well, of course, every so often, my dad would say, "Hell, the baga is low, low. I mean, how come he cannot get that?" And he would take time with boys. I remember many evenings, Danny, over the summer, where he'd be playing catch in the dark with the neighbor's kids, neighbors whose mom and dads were either not home or somebody was just too drunk to be a healthy parent. And whatever money my dad had in his pocket, and sometimes my mom said he took some out of ours, but he gave it away. So that's the kind of model I had for my understanding later on of Jesus Christ. That above all, he's your hero. He's your hero.
Wow. To hear reflections, boyhood, teen reflections from a person like you of your dad. I mean, to be dads, to even come into the radius of the shadow of that kind of fathering, I think would make a huge difference in our own society these days, especially here in the 21st century, that kind of sterling character.
And Danny, you've heard me say many times that that for boys especially, for teen boys, what oftentimes you're looking for to redirect them back to the path that God has intended, or at least to the path their parents want for their sons, oftentimes the missing relationship, the key ingredient, is their relationship with their fathers that for some reason or other is broken, for some reason or other can't be there. But that's so crucial, and that's a blessing God allowed into my life and my four other siblings' lives is to have that standard bearer of excellence, of compassion, that today, if we're missing anything, is that relationship with our daddy.
Mm-hmm. How did you become a Christian?
You know, Danny, I said it to people, but I've always been a Christian. I mean, I don't have a thought. Growing up where I didn't believe I wasn't a Christian, that I believed in a God. I believed in a God who loved and cared for me. However, it was at age 9 in a tiny Baptist church, Waimea Baptist Church, that my pastor at that time, Pastor Ralph Honjo, basically discussed hell and talked about hell. And you're going to go there if you don't know Jesus. And that sealed the deal for me, Danny, because as I said, Ke Kaha is so hot, you can fry eggs on the sidewalk during the summer. And we got a taste of hellfire brimstone because whenever the sugar cane, they'd set it afire to harvest, it rained down with a black ash. So I figured I may as well seal the deal officially. But Danny, I always had Jesus in my heart, thanks to a mother that taught us very early that Jesus is everything, and he will provide. Because I grew up, Danny, with so many kids. They should have stopped after me, but they didn't. I'm not sure why. But my mom and dad came with four more. I don't know what they thought they could top the first one. But, you know, that we didn't have very much. We were poor. I tell people we're grass poor, Danny. And you know what grass poor is, Danny? It's just a little better than dirt. But it was enough. We didn't get the toys my cousins got. But what we got, my parents couldn't buy. And, of course, that was love with time. Plenty time, right? Because no more money to go on vacations. We never left the island of Kauai, at least not together. We went up the mountains together, but that was about it.
So. To hear the beginnings, the roots, where the genesis of your life and calling began. To think that God had a perfect plan that's still unfolding this very day. It brings hope to someone who might have grown up in a real hot place, might have grown up in a place that was small, maybe didn't have the same resources that others have. Many people can relate with that today. And as you're listening to Dr. Akamini, you might be thinking to yourself, wow, he would understand where I'm from. He would understand what I've been through, the simple things of life. And he was blessed indeed. And we want to say that you are also blessed indeed. Now, as he shares about his really enchanted growing up years, he's also in a place where he deals with people who are struggling with some really rough issues, some really dark things that people go through. And you know, there are certain parts within each of us that are hidden under various folds that we use to cover it up. But deep down inside, there are gaps. There are places of deep brokenness. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Dr. Hale Akamini. He's a psychologist. He's a follower of Christ, a devoted follower of Christ. And when we come back, we'll talk about how he discovered his calling and why he feels the Lord has given him such an opportunity to serve people today. What difference Christ has made in his practice. And then we'll get even deeper as we go along in our program. You don't want to miss this as we talk about brokenness, depression, burnout, a little bit of infidelity. Tough stuff, but things we need to talk about, especially with Dr. Akamini. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He's a much sought-after speaker. He gives seminars. He preaches. This is Dr. Hale Akamini, a Christian psychologist here in Hawaii, whose work has been in the trenches, really, of people's lives. When you deal with the trenches, you deal with things that are, you know, the stuff that you don't want other people to know. He also has an incredible ministry among leaders, Dr. Hale Akamini. To find out more about his practice, his ministry, go to www.counselinghawaii.org, counselinghawaii.org. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Dr. Hale Akamini. If you're listening in, tuning in right now, and you're wondering, gosh, I caught the last part of that previous segment. Can I hear it again? Is it possible for me to have the rest of the show? Or maybe, you know, some of the things that you're talking about, I think it will help a friend of mine or a family member. You know what? That's great. We would love for you to share it. Our programs are downloadable for free at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Thegoodlifehawaii.org. Go there, check it out. And a special mahalo to some of our corporate sponsors like Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeff Miyazawa, and Dr. Kerry Ishihara. A big mahalo to our corporate sponsors for making this program available for you at this time. This perfect time in your life, right where you need it. Dr. Akamini, tell us, how did you discover your calling, this special calling as a psychologist?
Well, Danny, the way it goes is I was 13 years old, and we had taken a trip. My baseball team and I, Little League baseball team, came over to Oahu. And while all the my buddies went over to play video games back then, I was not a real video game guy, and so I headed to a place where I didn't make sure nobody followed me. It was to the Honolulu bookstore at that time, because that's not what a 13-year-old guy does, peruse a bookstore. Well, I did, and there, right, I think it's right in front of me, you know, Danny, but there was this book called Learning About Psychology, and don't ask me why. I picked it up, and it was a paperback book, and at a $1.95, it was definitely within my budget. And I just started to read in the bookstore, and about a couple of pages in, I said, I think this is worth the deal. And ever since that point, I began to just muse about studying the mind. And by the way, I can't spell psychology today, but praise God for spell check. And I didn't know much, never met a psychologist, although I was surrounded by crazy people like my siblings and parents and cousins. But all I knew was that this is something I had to do. And it took off from there. Went to school, University of Colorado, and then worked 5 years in corrections, of all things, Danny. And then realized that there was more to life, and then applied to school, graduate school, and never thought I would have an opportunity to come back to Hawaii. I believe God said for me to be on the mainland. But one of the schools that had accepted me was the University of Colorado. I mean, yeah, they did the first time, but University of Hawaii. And didn't realize how exclusive the program was until I was told, I'm not that smart. How come you got in? Because at least 300 people didn't get in and only six got in. And I knew that that had to be God caused the huge clerical error. But I made the best of the clerical era. But something, just fast forward to this point. Danny, a couple of years ago, I'm teaching this seminar on pastoral counseling. And starting the class, I had to give my background. And in my office, I was doing the seminar there. I looked up and I said, you know what, guys, this is the book that changed my life. Okay, Danny, I grabbed the book. And I started to just like flip the pages and a frog got caught in my throat. Because let me tell you why, Danny, and I showed the class and tears are rolling down my eyes. Because the copyright date, okay, get this, okay, I'm 13, it was 1970. Okay, Danny, the copyright of the book was 1957. I bought it in 1970, and I would never have bought a book that wasn't brand new. What was significant about 1957, Danny? I was born in 1957. Danny, that was God's awesome confirmation many years later that he says, Hale, you're still on the right track. That book, many, many years later, had a surprise in me from God. So why to become a psychologist? I tell people it's because I'm not that smart, Danny, because if I was that smart, then I would be like an engineer or somebody that would actually build something. But every day in front of me are people's broken lives, but for the grace of God, Danny, I know I'd be there. So he reminds me every day, hell, you need me. You need me. And I strove my whole life to, above all, you know, you're probably going to ask this question, so I answer it anyway, is why clinical psychology? Why psychology? And what is counseling all about? Danny, where I think many Christian counselors go wrong, and I say it after, you know, I turned 55 like super soon, and I got some years under my belt. You know, I see so many Christian counselors not understand the purpose of their being a counselor. Really, Danny, ultimately, Hale Akamini's job and your job, and I just happen to occupy a certain segment of occupation, is to help people hear from God more clearly. That's it. That the brokenness they come to me with, to you with, Danny, are not necessarily to be removed. God allowed the brokenness there. God allowed the pain there. So a Christian counselor, a Christian pastor job is to ask the question to themselves and the person in front of them, the family in front of them, what is God saying to you about this difficulty? Not just to remove it. And again, what if God put it there to say you can't go there? But we remove it through medication. We remove it through fancy-pantsy dialectical behavior therapy, which is what I do. And all the while, God said they need this because they're going nowhere very fast. So I kind of told you that I actually got not asked to speak at one point. I was doing some leadership stuff because what the class wanted was how to be junior psychologists. And there were people training to be pastoral counselors. And no, I mean, you know how long I went to school to be a psychologist? Like in a semester, I'm going to teach them everything I do. I says, no, you can't. Not that you shouldn't. You go back to school for that. Some great Christian schools. Fuller, I can think of one. Rosemead's another one. But your job is to be able to hear clearly what God is imparting to you, to the person who is coming to you for spiritual counsel. Yeah, they're struggling. But it's not to be a junior psychologist. That's for people like me. But to hear clearly from God. So nonetheless, Danny, our job, my job as a psychologist is to distill God's voice for them in the pain.
Today, under the circumstances that we find ourselves with the recession and the economic chain of events that have taken a domino effect, really, it's really gone into the lives, the family life, the core of family life, the parents. People are depressed today. Might not even know how to describe it, what they're going through. How can someone even know if they're actually depressed?
Now we're engaging in error. Let's say, Danny, that what they're coming to see me for, and quickly I notice, this isn't only a spiritual problem, right? That you know, it's all spiritual to the extent that God is always working our lives if we let Him. But how do we know if it's a clinical depression? Well, let's go beyond the obvious that they feel depressed. But when I begin to get concerned to say they need more professional help, and let's speak to say men, because that's sometimes the hardest ones to see. In cases to diagnose. One thing you notice about men is that most of men's depression comes out in high irritability, in anger, and a pervasive sense of hopelessness and helplessness. Oh, they may articulate to me that they feel sad or depressed, but as a general rule, we see with men that the depression manifests, the clinical depression itself manifests in high irritability and again in anger that ordinarily would not come from this person. So they'd be describing to me, this is, when I asked, that this is different, this being short with everybody, their spouse, and of course that deep sense of hopelessness. For women, on the other hand, you will have more emotional-like symptoms, but there's a lot of paralysis, sort of emotional and mental paralysis-ness. I'm just overwhelmed. I can't do anything. I feel so stuck. I can't get out of bed. And for both genders, they'll report to me at the more severe level, a sense of grayness, that life seems and looks just gray. You know, funny because... I shouldn't say funny, it's about talking about depression here, but right. Their clothing oftentimes will reflect that. Not that if you wear black or brown that you're depressed or whatever, but there's something that goes along. Their clothing tends to reflect that, let alone that their mood. And one of the easiest things I tell people, one of my professors says, you know, it's not that difficult in some ways to diagnose it. All you need to do if you're not depressed or if you're reasonably well is to close your eyes and ask you how the person makes you feel. And if the person seems to suck air from you, more than likely they're depressed.
You know, as you describe these things, doctor, somebody just feels like, hey, how does he know about me? How does he get to talk about me where I am, and you're describing right where they are? You're putting into words how they feel. You sort of put a frame around this particular time in their life, and Doctor, is there hope? Just is there somebody who's in depression? Is there hope for them?
Well, I obviously believe that there's always hope. But, you know, the enemy has a way of keeping us in fear, keeping us from saying, you know, I can't help myself. Or what will people think? And here in Hawaii, we've had some of our more prominent Christian leaders outright say they've been there. Mm-hmm. And to some cases, they're still there, that they struggle deeply, because true clinical depression has an inherited root to it. There's some genetics to that that we may think we can just pray away or wish away or medicate away. Mm-hmm. But it's there, and it may not just be a spiritual problem. So if these great leaders of ours, Danny, can step up to the plate and declare that, you know, I struggle with this. It's Abraham Lincoln struggled with it. Martin Luther, the great theologian, the setting course Protestantism, he had all the marks of being clinically depressed. So is it a sign that you're bad just because you're feeling bad? I don't think so. Talk to somebody. It may be a good friend, maybe a pastor. A lot of people end up talking to their primary care physician. That's a great place to start too. So,
you know, we talk about the real life stuff here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and it's a real connection, a place of connection with you and with people in our leaders in our society in various aspects, people with compelling stories and just intriguing and very productive backgrounds that God has brought to bring to bear right where you are, a place of hope, a place of renewal, a place that, you know, things are not as out of control as you may feel they are. And sometimes when you feel helpless and hopeless, you think, you know, where could I go? But Dr. Akumini just mentions, he says, look, it's not a hopeless situation. There is hope for you. The Lord is here for you. He loves you. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about a subject that I think affects every one of us. Wherever you're from, this whole issue of challenges in our families today, a common challenge, I want to know, what are people facing in relation to parenting in this day and age? I've got Dr. Hale Akumini, PhD, Christian psychologist. He's here in studio with me. His website is www.counselinghawaii.org. He'll be speaking at the Hawaiian Islands Ministry Conference. You can hear him there, but you can also hear him right here at The Good Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenen Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Have you ever felt burned out? Or how about hearing about somebody near you struggling with a certain area of infidelity? You know, that can be a great scale, swinging from one side to the next, infidelity. Or what about parenting and the challenges that parents face today? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, psychologist Dr. Hale Akamine. To hear the rest of this program, as you tune in right now, you might be wondering, hey, can I get the rest of the show? Absolutely, yes. Not only that, you can pass it on to someone else. Send a link, download it for yourself, pass it on to someone else. At thegoodlifehawaii.org, our downloads are free. You can check it out there. We have that and other resources that you can make use of and use as a way to reach someone in need. They may be a follower of Christ. They might not even know the Lord, but we have resources there that you can use to reach them. We are all looking for ways, aren't we, at some point, to reach a family member or friend with the love of Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org to find out how. And I also have something real special there too. You can go ahead and click Get to Know Jesus, and I have a special presentation on the website, a real short, quick presentation of what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Also, go ahead and send in your prayer requests. We pray for you, and we follow up with you that way as well. Doctor, challenges. What is the foremost challenge that you have observed that parents are facing today?
And as you just mentioned, that I was thinking back to a good friend of mine at church. In fact, he's one of the leaders, and he was leading us in a short devotional, and he said that, and he was just reading something that says that, you know, the kids today are out of control. They're swayed by the latest, often by their friends, and being disobedient to their parents, and just not listening very well. And he ended with Socrates. So the problems that parents face go way back. Obviously, you can be the perfect parent, and the kids turn out rotten. Ask God. So whenever people...
Right, when you say that?
Yeah.
The guilt level of thousands of people, as they're listening individually, they're like,
ah. Oh. That's right. I mean, you can't get more perfect than God. And his children were disobedient. So whenever I do these seminars, and I definitely enjoy doing these, I said, don't take on for yourself what is due God's. All you can do is the best you can. Can't do better than God. But your children have free will. Praise God. Because there are some kids raised in too challenging of a home. But they still end up knowing Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. It's because God has given each of us a free will. Now, are there things parents can do to minimize the odds? Yes, but that's about all we can do, Danny. Minimize the odds and increase the odds of certain behaviors to likely occur. And a step back, because as a clinical psychologist, we're unfortunately academicians also. I say unfortunately because sometimes we get too teaching. Ask my daughter. But we like to teach. We like to teach theory. And above all, parents, what's your desire for your kid? To get a good education. Okay, great. And that's what we're going to send to private school. Okay, after they get a good education for private school and you're in debt, why do you want them to do all that? So they can go to a good school. Okay, so they go to good school, and a good school isn't cheap. Even UH, which is a good school, is now very expensive. When I went to school, UH was like, I think my sister said $300 a year. Oh. And she came after me, so I think it was a little lower for me. And okay, so you sent to a good school and you go into deeper debt, but why do you want to get a good education, to go to a high school education, to go to a great college? So what? So you can get a great job. Great. So why do you want them to get a great job? So that they can buy a big house. Great. So you can buy a big house. So why do you want to buy a big house? So in case I don't have any place to live, I can live with my kids. I said, well, do you have any friends? I say to parents, I mean, start of my talks, I'm giving away free here. This is all free. I say, what? Do you have any friends that, or do you have anybody you know very well that they have a lot of money but that are jerks? Yeah, everybody nods their head when I say that. Okay. So how about, do you know anybody who are very intelligent and are jerks? Yeah. Okay. So you can have a kid who's very intelligent and get plenty of money, but they're jerks. I know, I get to see many of them, but you know, not as adults. But so wow, you can get them a good, best education, best job, and you won't necessarily want them to be your best friend. But guess what? If you raise your kids to be a good person, you know, intelligence is 70% inherited. So if your kid is not that smart, blame your spouse. Okay? But it's inherited. God has put it in there. You know, it's the way it is. But you can. And you may not have a whole lot of money like I was not raised where we had a lot of money. Shared everything. But we can raise our kids to be good people. So it's to instill the value of goodness, because guess what? If they get plenty of money and they're good persons, they're going to bless a lot of people. Right. If they're very intelligent and get plenty of money, they'll be just like my brother-in-law. Bless us, right? No, that they're going to bless the world. They're going to change the world for God, because as Christians, we believe that goodness can only come from God himself, right? So number one, keep in mind, parents, start with the end in mind. Raise a good kid. Make that your goal. And then few parents are unaware that they don't know what good behaviors their kids ought to have. They may have to tweak the ways they deliver the goodness, but most parents will tell you, and when I work with most parents, I don't teach them Hale Achamini way of dealing with his child. Ask my daughter. It's very, at least emotionally painful, if at times her bottom doesn't hurt. But every parent parents a little differently, and praise God. Mm-hmm. But I always try to have them keep in mind, what's the purpose? Is it going to get there? Are you disciplining because it's your issue? Or it's because the discipline is on a pathway to become a disciple of Christ? Or a disciple of you, of mom and dad, and your values? Right. So the purpose of discipline, and I don't mind saying punishment, is to shape that behavior to be consistent with your model of goodness. But that's the most important thing.
Doctor, tell us about your family. Since we're talking about parents, families.
Well, I married up. just like you, Danny.
Yes.
And I have an awesome wife, and you know my wife, Gail, for many, many years. I love to tell the story, and not because I'm on your show that I need to stroke you, but, you know, Danny, I remember when Gail was a waitress over in Waikiki, and of course, we knew you and your family and visited you in those life cliffhanging days, shall we say, and because we went to the same church as you and your family did. But my wife, as a waitress, got from you that you're going to start a street ministry. So when you were out there screaming Jesus Christ is the only way, she'd be passing out tracts right. and sharing. And so she'd always come back, Danny, with all these wonderful stories. And can I share one with you of my wife? But she was telling me of, I asked her one time, how come she was bringing some of these ramen noodles? And then she said, well, there's this African-American homeless woman that I talked to at least once or twice a week, and she didn't have enough. But I would just talk about Jesus, and she'd be the only one that let me comb her hair because her hair required a lot of work. But because I brought her ramen, she let me comb her hair. Because she let me comb her hair, and it took time, I would tell her about Jesus. And all these stories about being down there and, you know, taking many for Jesus, you know, doing street ministry. But that's the wife. I stole her from the mission field, really. She worked with Campus Crusades in Japan. So I got lucky, married up. God knew I couldn't do myself, and that we are blessed with a story in and of herself, our little daughter Hope, who whenever I get the opportunity to share in churches, I let them know that my daughter is the first act, you know, and I just follow up because when she dances, she, as Gail will tell her, you ain't dancing for Dad, okay? Because Dad likes to have her dance perfectly, but you're dancing for Jesus. So she reflects Jesus, and she's been dancing. Whenever we go to Fiji, and you had mentioned Fiji, she's there alongside my wife. And now in the past 3-4 years, she dances. And the kids just get a kick out of that. And she's recently, we got an email yesterday that she's influenced one of the missionary kids there to take up hula, a girl her age. So it's a team thing, Danny, that I've just been blessed for 20 plus years. She's, as my friend says, he was asked, does your wife ever think of divorcing? And he'd been married like 60, 70 years. Stan Sager is his name. I said, well, no, Margie thought about murder, but never divorce. Yeah, I'm sure the thought crosses Gail's mind occasionally, but praise God for Jesus and the Ten Commandments. So that's my family, Danny.
You know, one of the many things I appreciate about you, Doctor, is yes, you do have, based on your training, I mean, valedictorian of your high school class, too. I mean,
I was the only one who could read, Danny.
I mean, the capacity that you have on the scholarly level and psychology and your ability to that, but your ability to relate with people on the everyday level, the grassroots level of pain and suffering that people go through. And just the light way and the way you're able to connect. I've always appreciated that. And when we come back from our break, we'll delve in. We'll have a few minutes left when we come back. But just to touch on some really tough stuff that people go through in life. Sometimes people experience the staggering shock and pain of infidelity. And somewhat related in some ways, this issue of burnout. Going so, so hard. Going like there's no tomorrow. And burning out. Wow. What happens then? course, we can't cover all of this in just a few minutes, but we can't touch on it. Because maybe you're going through something like that right now. Maybe God has a word to say to you from Dr. Akamini. So stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He speaks at the Hawaiian Islands Ministry Conference. Dr. Hale Akamini, he's going to be speaking about leadership and certain real tough issues that go on with leadership, leaders falling. And when leaders fall, it affects so many of us. And we'll talk a little bit about it now, but it's take it sort of like a preview of the of part of the extensive level that he will cover this particular subject. I'm here with Dr. Hale Akamini. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And our program, you can get more information at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can hear the show in its entirety and also pass it on to somebody who you know. As you listen, you say, gosh, my family member, my friend really needs to hear this. Doctor, what about burnout? Why do people burn out? Why do leaders burn out? Why do people experience that?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why, and but by definition, it's really the definition of what we think of when we think of, about the word stress, where the demand is greater than the supply, you know, and so we become overwhelmed, you know. Obviously, at the most simplest level, or I shouldn't say simple, other than it's accessible to all of us, the truth is that we really are doing what we're not meant to be doing, whatever it is. And again, I deal with too many Christian leaders who come in to see me for all kinds of problems. And of course, the key one is they're overly stressed, they're burnt out, their marriage is falling apart, their family is falling apart. And as we begin to just peel apart the layers, we come down into just that aspect that they are really doing what God never meant for them to do. They get so wrapped around the axle of their passions that they forget that they're also responsible for other areas. You know, I call it spinning plates, Danny, that all of us spin multiple plates at one time, a dad, a husband, a son, especially as our parents are getting older, a friend, we have our physical body, we have our career. You know, we may have people to whom we're accountable to, accountable for, and all of these are necessary many times. But it's when we become too wrapped up around one or two things at the expense of others. And then it's God's kind of, he taps us on the shoulder, Daddy, that says, who made you God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to step back, Danny, I work a four-day work week in terms of counseling. It's a long hours to accommodate people into the evening. But why do I just work 4 days a week when there's more than enough people to fill my schedule really for 7 days? I tell you why. It's because I am not God. I need to take time for myself, my friends, and my family. I enjoy going home. So many pastors, when they go home, there's nobody there. Mm. And even if there are people there, they don't recognize that person, mm-hmm. other than he just scolds me, she scolds me. Mm. So it's really taking what is really God's business. And not stepping back and realizing that God allowed all of these things for me. Am I being responsible? Am I being overly responsible for what it is? In the end, right? It's the old story of who do you want to, if God willing, you'll die in peace. Who do you want to be at your surrounding you? The people at work, you know, people on your golf team to be playing with, or people that you love and who have loved you. Mm-hmm. And again, it's the first things first. What's important? That's primarily how you begin to get people back from the precipice of burnout.
At the Hawaiian Islands Ministry Conference, because I think there is some point of relation. At the Hawaiian Islands Ministry Conference, you're going to talk about leadership and leaders falling. I mean, you got the title of the actual presentation, yes. But it deals with certain aspects of infidelity, and give us a snapshot of that as we've got a couple of minutes to wrap up our show.
Well, it's the toughest area, Danny, of my practice to deal with infidelity, and definitely as leaders fall, oh boy, they take down a whole bunch of people with mm-hmm. them, especially mm-hmm. pastors. And again, it's the same thought, Danny, that they have decided to do what is God's business. They have gotten too involved, too wrapped around the axle with their careers, and they're not getting the kind of affirmation they need. And by that time, Danny, that even their own spouses have withdrawn from them because their spouse, she isn't getting what she needs. But somebody at the office, generally, by the way, when pastors fool around, shall we say, commit infidelity, commit adultery, it's with a church staff member. Hmm. It's very common, or a church leader, that it'll be those around him that can say, oh, pastor, you're so wonderful, you're so terrific. Is your neck tight? You know, can I give you a massage? Can I pick mm-hmm. you up for mm-hmm. this? And after a while, and she always smells good. Mm-hmm. She doesn't give you problems. You give her problems, mm. right, at work. And so the slippery slope happens. The fog begins to roll in to where you kind of know what truth is, but it's kind of way out there in the distance, and you've lost track of the moral compass anymore. You don't see the compass anymore. At that point, the recovery process, Dad, to be honest with you, requires to work with somebody who has had a lot of experience, because you're dealing now bodies littered, just destroyed, and how to put it back together again under the Lord's guidance. Because most people, it will permanently scar the relationship, if not lead to divorce. It is simply demonic what goes on. Because if the devil can split apart the husband and wife, he has a free shot to the kids. Mm. And most of the time, infidelity is generational.
Wow. Dr. Arcamino is going to unpack this whole subject at the Hawaiian Islands Ministry Conference. His practice and his website is www.counselinghawaii.org. In the next few days, you'll hear through the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show compelling presentations, compelling speakers, guests who speak about life at its truest form, the reality of life, but how Christ can make a difference. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. To find out more, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture for today. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dr. Hale Akamini. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.